Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Yes, welcome back.
Looks like we are going to Mars first.
Oh, very cool.
NASA's Curiosity rover has found some more organic compounds.
Oh, wow.
And they think they're the largest ones that they've found yet.
Okay, what kind of organic compounds are we talking?
So they found these long-chain alkanes.
Okay.
And the specific ones that they're talking about here are decane, dodecane, and undecane.
Wow, so those are some pretty hefty molecules.
Yeah, so like 10, 12, and 11 carbon atoms linked together.
And where did they find these?
Well, it says that it was in a 4-billion-year-old rock.
Wow, 4 billion with a B.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's pretty old, but it was in Gale Crater.
Okay.
And specifically in an area called Yellowknife Bay.
Okay.
Which we've talked about before, because that's where they found evidence of an ancient lake.
Oh, right. So a place where we think there was once water.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, sometime.
And the scientists are saying that the original sample likely had something similar to, like, fatty acids.
Now, are fatty acids good or bad? I can never remember.
I think they're good.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're essential for life on Earth.
Right. They're one of those things that we need.
Yeah.
But they can also be formed non-biologically.
Oh. So it doesn't necessarily mean that there was life there.
Right. But it could have been.
Right.
So, I mean, it's very interesting.
So this is another piece of the puzzle that suggests that Mars maybe
could have had life
long ago. So if you're talking to your kids about this, I think you could start by asking them, what does organic mean?
Right, because that means something different in science than it does
in the grocery store.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I think you could also talk to them about, you know, how does this discovery change our view of life beyond Earth?
Right, because we're always looking for signs of life on other planets.
Exactly.
And this is one more piece of evidence that maybe it was possible.
Right.
And I think you could also talk about the challenges of trying to study Mars from so far away.
Right, because we can't just go there easily.
Exactly. Yeah. We have to rely on these robotic missions.
Yeah.
Which are amazing feats of engineering, but they have limitations.
All right, so that's what's happening on Mars.
Okay.
Closer to home, we have this huge earthquake in Myanmar.
Oh my gosh.
It was a 7.7 magnitude earthquake.
Wow, that's getting into major earthquake territory.
Yeah, I think they're saying that's the strongest one that they've ever recorded in Myanmar. So pretty significant. And unfortunately, there's a large death toll. It looks like at least 1,600 people.
Oh, that's awful.
Have died, and they're still, you know, in the midst of rescue efforts.
Yeah, it can take days or even weeks to find survivors after a big earthquake.
Right.
Especially in areas where the infrastructure might not be as strong.
Right.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It says that the epicenter was near Sagaing, but a lot of the damage was in Mandalay.
Okay.
And they felt tremors in, like, China and Thailand, too.
Oh, wow. So it was a really widespread impact.
Yeah. And even in Thailand, like in Bangkok, a building collapsed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it's really been felt, you know, throughout the region.
Yeah. And after a big earthquake like that, you always have aftershocks.
Right. Which can be really dangerous, too.
Exactly. Because you're already dealing with weakened structures.
Right.
And then these aftershocks can come and cause even more damage.
Yeah, and some of these have been pretty big. They said up to 6.4 magnitude.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So not just little tremors. These are serious earthquakes in their own right.
Yeah. Right. And this is all happening in Myanmar, which is already kind of in a politically tense situation, right?
Right. They have the military junta that's in control.
Yeah.
And they're in conflict with various rebel groups.
Yeah.
So it's already a very unstable situation.
Yeah. And the UN Human Rights Envoy has condemned the junta because they've been bombing rebel groups even amidst all the chaos.
Oh, wow. So they're taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
To further their own agenda.
Yeah. So it's really a complicated situation.
It sounds like it.
But some of the opposition groups have paused their operations.
Okay. That's good.
And they're accepting international aid.
Okay. That's important.
And Russia, China, and the U.S. have all offered aid.
Yeah, it's good to see that countries are coming together to help
in
times of need like this.
Exactly. So lots to unpack there for kids.
Yeah. I mean, earthquakes are fascinating from a scientific perspective.
Right. Like what actually happens during an earthquake?
Right. Like what's going on beneath the Earth's surface to cause these massive shifts?
Yeah. And then, like we said, how dangerous those aftershocks can be.
Right. And how do you stay safe during an earthquake?
Right. What are the things that you should and shouldn't do?
Exactly. And then on a broader level, you could talk about how natural disasters like this affect communities,
Right.
especially in places where there might already be political conflict.
Right.
Like, how does it exacerbate the situation, or how does it maybe bring people together in some ways?
Right.
And then you could also talk about the role of international aid.
Right.
Like,
Yeah.
how does it work? Who decides where it goes?
Right.
And what are the challenges of getting aid to people who need it?
Right.
So there's a lot to talk about there.
And the Juice also had this quote of the day from Indira Gandhi.
Oh, interesting. Who's that?
She was the Prime Minister of India
Okay.
for quite a while, actually. I think first from 1966 to 1977,
Wow.
and then again from 1980 to 1984.
Okay.
So she was very involved in, the development of India.
Yeah. And I imagine that's a pretty tough job leading a country as big and complex as India.
Yeah, and she's actually the daughter of India's first prime minister.
Oh, wow. So politics was in her blood.
Yeah, Jawaharlal Nehru was her dad.
Okay.
But she, she played a key role in a lot of things that happened in India, like the 1971 war,
Okay.
and the creation of Bangladesh.
Oh, wow.
And then she also instituted this period of emergency rule, which was kind of controversial.
Yeah, I can imagine anytime you have a government declaring a state of emergency, it's going to be controversial.
Right. So she's a pretty,
Strong personality.
yeah, and her legacy is still debated today.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But the quote was, "You cannot shake hands with a clenched fist."
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. What do you think that means?
Well, sounds like it's about compromising cooperation.
Right.
You can't really work with someone if they're not willing to meet you halfway.
Right.
And it's interesting because it applies to so many different situations.
Right. You could talk about it in a personal context.
Yeah. Like if you're having an argument with a friend or a sibling, you have to
Exactly.
be willing to listen to their perspective and try to find common ground.
Right.
And then you could also talk about it in a political context.
Right, like between countries.
Exactly. Like how do you negotiate peace treaties or trade agreements if one side is being completely inflexible?
Right.
So yeah, I think that's a really thought-provoking quote.
Yeah, and I think, it's interesting to think about her as a person too.
Yeah, like who was she? What were her goals?
Right. What motivated her?
Exactly. And why is she such a significant figure in Indian history?
Right, and why is her legacy so controversial?
Yeah, like what were the positive and negative aspects of her leadership?
Exactly.
So there's a lot to explore there.
All right, moving from politics to sports.
Okay.
Looks like the U.S. dominated at the World Figure Skating Championships.
Oh, wow. Are we talking total domination or?
I mean, they won gold in three out of the four major events.
Okay, that's pretty dominant.
Yeah, and they're saying that this makes them a top contender for the Olympics in 2026.
Wow, so we've got some future Olympians to watch out for.
Right. Oh, that's.
Exciting. So Alyssa Liu won the gold in the women's singles.
Okay.
And her free routine was almost flawless.
Wow, so she really nailed it.
Yeah, she got a score of 222.97.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, and this is the first U.S. women's gold since 2006.
Oh, wow. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal.
Yeah, and she actually stepped away from the sport for a while.
Oh, wow. So this is a comeback story.
Yeah.
That's even more impressive.
Yeah.
So good for her.
And then Madison Chalk and Evan Bates won their third ice dance world championship in a row.
Wow, three-peat. That's amazing.
Yeah, so they're really at the top of their game.
Yeah, they must be an incredible team to watch
Yeah.
all that synchronization and artistry.
Yeah. And then we have Ilya Malinin,
Okay.
who defended his men's title.
Okay, so he was already the world champion.
Yeah. And he came back and won again.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and his nickname is the Quad God.
The quad god. I like that.
Yeah, and that's because he landed six quadruple jumps.
Wow, six quads in one program. That's insane.
Yeah.
I can barely do a single jump.
Including the quad axel.
Now, remind me, what's a quad axel again?
It's like four and a half rotations in the air.
Oh my gosh.
And he's the only person who's done it in competition.
Wow. So he's really pushing the boundaries of the sport.
Yeah. So lots to talk about there with kids, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first of all, what makes an athlete successful?
Right. Like, what are the qualities that these skaters have that have allowed them to reach this level?
Right. Is it talent? Is it hard work? Is it a combination of both?
Right.
And what does it take to be a world champion?
Right.
I mean, they're the best in the world at what they do.
Yeah.
So what does that journey look like?
Right.
And then you could also talk about Alyssa Liu's story.
Right.
Like, How do you come back after taking time away from something that you're so passionate about?
Right.
And how do you stay motivated when you're facing challenges?
Right.
And then you could also talk about the different disciplines in figure skating.
Right.
Because a lot of people just think of figure skating as one thing.
Right.
But there's single skating. There's pair skating. There's ice dance.
Right.
So you could explore the nuances of each discipline.
Okay, one last story from the juice today.
Okay, what do we have?
This is a story about animal rescue in Ukraine.
Oh, wow.
And it focuses on this woman, Natalia Popova.
Okay.
And she has this wild animals rescue center near Kyiv.
Wow, so right in the middle of the conflict zone.
Yeah, and she's been rescuing animals throughout the whole war.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And recently she was able to send 5 abandoned lions to a sanctuary in the UK.
Wow. 5 lions. That's a lot of lions.
Yeah. Their names are Amani, Lyra, Rory, Vanda, and Yuna.
Okay. I'll try to remember those.
And the reason that they couldn't just release them into the wild is because they were illegally obtained.
Oh, so they were probably like exotic pets or something.
Yeah. And she's saying that there's this problem in Ukraine with unregulated breeding and the exotic pet trade.
Yeah, that's a problem in a lot of places.
Right.
Where people get these animals that they're not equipped to care for.
Right.
And then they end up abandoned or neglected.
Right. And she actually started rescuing animals back in 2018.
Okay.
So even before the invasion.
So she's been doing this for a while.
Yeah. But obviously the need has increased since the invasion.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And they were able to get these lions to a sanctuary in Kent, England, called the Big Cat Sanctuary.
Okay.
Because they had this big fundraising campaign.
Oh, wow. So people all over the world donated to help these lions.
Yeah. And the curator of the sanctuary said that the lions are adjusting really well.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah. So it's a nice happy ending.
Yeah. I was getting worried there for a minute.
So for kids, I think you could talk about the importance of, you know, considering animals.
Yeah.
Even during times of crisis.
Right. Because animals are often the forgotten victims of war and conflict.
Right.
And they need help, too.
Yeah. And then, you know, talking about the challenges of rescuing and rehoming wild animals.
Right. Because it's not as simple as just finding them in new home.
Right.
You have to make sure that they're going to a place that can properly care for them.
Right.
And that they're not going to be exploited or mistreated.
Right. And then, you know, just the broader ethical considerations of owning exotic pets.
Right. Because a lot of times people don't realize the responsibility that comes with owning an animal like that.
Right.
And they don't have the resources or the knowledge to properly care for them.
Right.
So yeah, I think that's a really important conversation to have.
So there you have it. Just a few of the things that your kids are probably learning about in the juice today. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.